Ralph's outrage is for real. Are you crazy? If I'm going to be dead anyway, why would I give you the money or the satisfaction? That's nuts.
Because, Putz, we can make your life so miserable you would rather be dead. Dead might be better than crippled, out of work, panhandling on the street, constant pain. Bonnie and the kid moved on. This could be a preferable alternative. A tragic accident over in a fraction of a second. Your reputation preserved. And you don't have to turn all the insurance over to me, just what you owe me. Plus the cost of arranging the accident. And a modest fee for brokering the deal. Depending on your coverage, there could be plenty left for Bonnie.
God damn it to hell. You're talking about my death here as if you were one of my friggin' prospects, discussing the relative merits of alternate copier vendors. Forget it. I'm not ready to die, and I'm not ready to make Bonnie a grieving widow and make our kid fatherless. At this point, Cap puts his toe into speculative waters. He has no information on the subject, but he has a hunch.
You don't strike me as the kind of person that cares all that much about a kid, especially one you haven't met yet.
Ralph is irate. His tension and fear overwhelm his self-control. He explodes.
You arrogant asshole! What do you know about what I care about, you son of a bitch?
Pay dirt, thinks Cap. Cap, unlike the chief, has no college degree, but like the chief, he's a master at the psychology of everyday human behavior. And one of the patterns he's observed is that when people react badly to criticism, it is invariably because the criticism has hit its mark. People can, and almost always do, shrug off criticism when it's off base. They view the critic as stupid, a statement benign, and dismiss the incident as inconsequential. But criticism which finds its target in truth is threatening, and therefore provokes a defensive reaction. In this regard, Ralph's response is classic. Cap continues to bear down, even as he pretends to back off.
Okay, okay, I didn't mean to offend you. We're just exploring here. I'm still looking for you to come up with a useful suggestion. So far, you're making me do all the work. It's getting me nervous.
I'm trying.
I don't see any heavy lifting. I don't see the effort. I bet you put more effort into selling a copier than you're putting right now into saving your ass.
I'm an expert at selling copiers. At this, Ralph gestures in resignation, I'm out of my league.
That's not good enough, Cap says. You may be out of your league, but you should be motivated. I don't imagine you want to be downgraded to one of my salvage value projects, right?
No,